It's such a soft, quiet morning, isn't it? A little bit of mist as I was coming in the door. And in the same meadow where the last time we were together, I talked of the exuberant butterflies. And today the meadow feels very quiet. Only the crows keep up their exuberance. All the changes in weather and moods and the silence of retreat, moods can really come and go and seem very big. And amidst all the coming and going, this. The simple radiance of being that we call awareness. Even as we do all those simple human things, coming to a sitting at a certain time and moving our chairs and cushions around, finding our spot, brushing our teeth and eating and all these simple human things of the body and just being here with each other. And some days it rains. And then there's sunshine. And always this. We've been looking and seeing that this is what we are. So simple. Just being. Just the way that it is. And looking too at how we imagine, or rather, how the imagining that we're something else comes up. So resting here in this. This that includes everything, not opposed to anything. This so close to home. Even that's too much. Nowhere to get to. Nothing exotic. Nothing created or to hold on to. Or to lose. In this, everything arises and dissolves. Including the imaginings of being something else, of being something small and caught and trapped and looking for this. Including everything. Another way of speaking of this came to me of to say to rest, resting and not knowing. And resting in not needing to know or trying to know. Being with this, it's an amazing thing to allow that urge to know, to dissolve, that need to know where I am, and try to know where I'm going. And what happens when I enter that, trying to know, place it in something, be something that can be placed? Last night I was walking up to the pond and it was a warm night with breeze, and it somehow brought back memories of childhood, that time of night being outside. And that palpable quality of not knowing, of not being someone on my way somewhere. Just the night and the lights, porch light with moths, breeze, as a child, not believing that I needed to know. So resting here in this. Just being. There's something I'd like to share that's been really wonderful for me and with some other folks I've shared this with. Some sayings from the Dzogchen tradition that I mentioned last time we talked. Other ways of speaking of this quality of resting. In a vast clear ocean, bubbles arise and dissolve again. Just so, thoughts are no different from ultimate reality. So don't find fault. Remain at ease. In a vast clear ocean, bubbles arising and dissolving again. Disturbances dissolve in letting things be as they are. And troublesome thoughts melt like snow falling on the warm waters of non-interference. These warm waters of non-interference. What an amazing way of putting it. So no matter what arises here, staying, dwelling, just simply this. Even as thought bubbles arise and dissolve, and in being here and looking as thoughts move, what are they really? This activity we call thought. In being with this morning, I remembered being at the zoo this summer in South Bend, Indiana, the Pottawatomie Zoo. And there's a little pond there filled with fish, koi or some kind of eastern fish. And there's a little place where you can put 25 cents and get some feed, fish pellets. So we were there with a 3-year-old and a 9-year-old, two little girls, standing next to this pond and throwing out the feed. And there's a lot of fish in the water and just swimming around. And then when the feed gets thrown out, suddenly all of them come to one spot and there's this boiling, amazing quality, rippling and water and liquid and their little faces coming up and they're all clamoring, not really aggressively, but definitely all squirming to get the food. And then they all die back again. Not die, but they go back to swimming, almost dissolving back into the water. And more food. And then the boiling again. Kind of how I'm experiencing thought right now. That amazing wriggling coming up and creating this world so quickly. And then in these warm waters, sometimes, dissolving back. So I've been asking, what is this feeding? And another quality of thought. Of this way that it creates an imaginary fixed place, a fixed reference point. That whole sense of identity bubbling up and being created as, I am this fixed place. And this arising out of a sense of security in this world of change, looking for something that can be relied upon. But the effect is just the opposite, isn't it? When everything is changing and dissolving, trying to hold on to this reliable imagining. Against the tide. It can become quite desperate, can't it? So impossible. So all of this comes up, the holding on, the boiling of the waters. And then, oh yeah, okay. I can rest. Coming back to this. Back to this that we've only imagined we've left. Abiding here, staying, and allowing the dissolving, even of the sense of resting here. Of someone resting. And this can take some getting used to. This not really being anything we can put our fingers on. Even though it is home. we're used to trying to be this something that can get somewhere, that can find security. It's a memory of a story from this book by Sogyal Rinpoche called The Tibetan Book of Living and Dying. It's actually from a tape that we listened to. Gosh, it's been a long time ago. And he was speaking of the actual dying process and how he described it as this letting go, this expansion, and dissolving and opening. And how wonderful it is, and yet it's unknown. It's a little uneasy. And in his symbology, he said, so we grab on to the first thought, just to try to get a place where we can find purchase. And he said that's the thought that leads us into our next incarnation. So it's a beautiful story about right here. And I think sometimes it's not a big dramatic thing. There might be just a moment of uncomfortableness and we reach for something and then live that for a while. So being simple human beings in everyday life, taking care of ourselves and preparing food and taking care of one another, even as we are all changing and everything is changing. In a meeting, we were looking at this, and the image of the Tibetan sand painting came up. And I remember the first time I ever saw this at an art exhibition. For days, monks dressed in ceremonial kind of ways, with ceremony around this, hour after hour, creating this astonishingly beautiful mandala. So carefully, so beautiful. And then after several days when it's done, maybe waiting a few hours or a day, that's all. And then sweeping it away. Not being shown for a week or a month or a year. Sweeping it away. And then in a ceremony going down to the water and pouring it back into the ocean. That's how it is for us, isn't it? Caring for each moment and cooking the amazing soup and the meal, and immediately it's changed and consumed and becomes compost. So dwelling here, allowing this to dissolve all the grabbings, dissolving even the idea of grabbings. The real security of not being anything. So hauntingly beautiful. So simple. So already what we are. Rain and water and hearts beating and hands and feet. And birds flying and feelings and moods. All right, let's end the words here.